Hello, and welcome to another episode of Curious Cat. I'm Andy, and today we're diving into a story that will completely change how you see those elegant BMW cars cruising down the highway. Picture this, you're stuck in traffic, and a sleek BMW sedan glides past you. That iconic blue and white roundel on the hood screams luxury, precision, German engineering. But what if I told you that over a century ago, that same company was building engines not for the Autobahn, but for fighter planes soaring through the skies of World War I, and that they once survived by making cooking pots and bicycle parts? Today we're uncovering the absolutely wild journey of BMW, from aircraft engines to kitchen utensils to luxury automobiles. Trust me, you've never heard a corporate survival story quite like this one. Let's rewind to March 7th, 1916. The world is engulfed in the Great War, and in the Kingdom of Bavaria, yes, that's southern Germany, a company called Bayerische Flugzeugwerke is officially founded. But here's where it gets interesting. The name BMW actually traces back even further to 1917, when an engineer named Karl Rapp was already using Bayerische Motorenwerke, Bavarian Motorworks. Now, their very first product wasn't a car, wasn't even a motorcycle. It was the BMW Thea, a straight-six aircraft engine designed by engineer Max Friz in the spring of 1917. These engines powered German fighter planes roaring through European skies at altitudes unimaginable at the time. The company that would later become synonymous with luxury sedans literally got its start keeping pilots airborne in combat. But then, November 11th, 1918, the war ends, and BMW, they're suddenly a company that makes aircraft engines in a world that desperately wants to forget about warplanes. Talk about needing a career change. Here's where the story gets really fascinating, because BMW didn't just adapt, they completely reinvented themselves. They started making motorcycle engines, farm equipment, household items, and even railway brakes. Imagine walking into a store in 1919 and buying a BMW cooking pot. But even that wasn't enough. Between November 1918 and February 1919, BMW was effectively bankrupt, suspended, done for. The company that today produces over 2.5 million vehicles annually was, for 3 months, essentially out of business. Their salvation came through motorcycles. In 1923, they produced the legendary BMW R32. And when I say legendary, I mean it. This wasn't just any motorcycle. Designed by Max Friz, the same engineer who created their aircraft engines, the R32 featured innovations that seem obvious now, but were revolutionary then. An integrated gearbox, proper oil circulation instead of the total loss systems other bikes used, and those distinctive cylinder heads poking out sideways for cooling. If you've ever seen a BMW motorcycle, that iconic design DNA goes all the way back to 1923. But BMW's founders had bigger dreams than just motorcycles. In 1928, they made a bold move. They purchased Fahrzeugfabrik Eisenach, a company that was building Austin 7 cars under license. The very first car sold as a BMW was basically a rebadged Austin, called the BMW 3 car. Not exactly the athletic luxury machines we know today, but everyone starts somewhere, right? The 1930s saw BMW expanding into sports cars and luxury vehicles, building the foundation of their automotive reputation. But then came World War II, and once again BMW found itself making aircraft engines. This time the BMW 801, unfortunately using tens of thousands of forced labourers. A dark chapter in the company's history that can't be ignored. When the war ended, BMW's factories were bombed out ruins. The Allies banned them from producing motor vehicles or aircraft. So what did they do? They went back to making pots, pans, and bicycles. Can you imagine? The company that today owns Rolls-Royce and Mini was literally manufacturing kitchen cookware to stay alive. But here comes my favourite part of this entire story. In 1955, desperate for sales, BMW acquired the rights to produce one of the most unusual cars ever made, the Isetta. Picture this, a tiny, egg-shaped microcar where the entire front of the vehicle, the windshield, the door, everything, opened as one piece, like a refrigerator door. You literally climbed into your car from the front. It had just three wheels, a top speed of about 50 miles per hour, and got incredible fuel economy. The Assetto was BMW's attempt to capture the post-war economy car market. But here's the thing. It wasn't quite working. Sales were slow, luxury cars were losing money, and by 1959, BMW was in such serious financial trouble that their biggest rival, Daimler-Benz, nearly bought them out completely. Imagine if today BMW was just another Mercedes division. The company was saved by two brothers, Herbert and Harald Quandt. Their investment in 1959 kept BMW independent and set the stage for everything that followed. The Quandt family remains a major shareholder in BMW to this day. That's over 65 years of family involvement in what started as a rescue operation. From there, BMW began its transformation into the luxury performance brand we know today. They didn't just want to make cars, they wanted to make the ultimate driving machine. And boy, did they succeed. Today, BMW is the world's ninth largest auto manufacturer by volume and sixth largest by revenue. In 2023 alone, they produced over 2.5 million vehicles. That's about 7,000 cars rolling off production lines every single day. They own not just BMW, but also Mini and Rolls-Royce. They build vehicles in 11 countries across five continents, from Germany to China to South Carolina. But here's what I find most remarkable about this story. BMW has never forgotten its engineering roots, whether they were building aircraft engines in 1917, motorcycles in the 1920s, or luxury sedans today. The thread that connects it all is this obsession with mechanical precision and performance. That Roundel logo you see today? It still carries the blue and white colours of Bavaria, honouring exactly where this incredible journey began. So the next time you see a BMW on the road, remember, you're looking at a company that literally survived by making cooking pots, revolutionised motorcycles with sideways cylinders, and once sold cars with refrigerator doors. From aircraft engines to kitchenwares to automotive luxury. Now that's what I call the ultimate corporate transformation machine. That's all for today's episode of Curious Cat. What amazes you more, that BMW started with warplanes, or that they survived by making pots and pans? Let that percolate in your mind, and I'll see you next time for another fascinating journey down the rabbit hole of human ingenuity. Until then, keep being curious.